Reagan was the one we needed, so we'll go ahead and get our meeting called to order. We will dispense with roll call as we've been doing that over the past So I will turn to first item on our agenda is our minutes. We have four sets of minutes. April executive meeting, the April quarterly meeting, the executive meeting. Those can would entertain any questions about those or corrections.
Move the approval of the minutes.
Mayor?
Yes.
Motion on the floor. Do we get a second?
Second.
The second on the floor. Thank you. Motion and second on the floor to approve all sets of minutes. Any further discussions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, please signify by aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. We will move on to our financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You'll find the financial report on pages 9 through 28, plus some contracts on 29. I'll go through them really quick. Statement of financial positions on page 9 through 11. You'll see the statement of activities on 12 and 13. Year-to-date statement of activities on pages 14 through 15. Statement of cash flows worksheets on 16 and 17. And then broken down income statement by subtype on the following pages through 23. Then we have the GL account ledger on 24. Followed by the summary of subcontract and pass-through expenditures on 25, followed by the check register on 26 through 28. There are three contracts that need board approval. I make a motion to approve the financial report, including the three contracts on page 29.
I would second that motion, Pete Beatty.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Beatty. You have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the financial report, including on page 29 the three contracts. Is there any further discussions? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. We'll move on to our district, Mr. Kaplan. Mr. Casher, we'll move on to our district staff report. You want to talk about the survey?
Yes. You have your packages, list of computers and a screen and stand that we're surplusing. We're going to save some back to be used here, but we've got about 8 or 10 that we want surplus available to other local governments, city, county government, or special purpose governmental entity at no charge. It was not worth it for us to advertise these things because we wouldn't get anything out of them. And I'm told that about $150 investment in some upgrades would give somebody a serviceable computer. It won't be a supercomputer, but it will be a serviceable computer. And as Judge Hunt pointed out in our executive meeting, we will be putting this on our marketplace on our website here in the next month or so. But we wanted to go ahead and get approval. Now the screen, the TV screen, that's going in the garbage. There's no everything else. We want to go ahead and surplus for future use by hopefully another unit of local government. But under no circumstances will a private individual end up with these. So we'd ask approval of that surplus.
Thank you. So do I have a motion on the floor to approve the removal of the surplus?
Motion.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second to remove the surplus, Mr. Casher. Thank you for that. Any further discussions or questions? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Let me pause just for a moment. Got a little ahead of ourselves once we got a quorum. We did not enter this meeting with the word of prayer. Mayor Blythe, did we know if Mayor Blythe got on to join us?
I've not seen him come on yet, Judge.
Okay. Well, and if you guys would please appease me, I would like to have a look at the rest of this meeting. Father God, as we pray for your presence, we're so thankful for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Father, I pray that you would help us to keep our eyes open, our ears attentive, and our heart willing to see, to hear, and to feel what you need us to during these trying times, Father. Pray that you would always have our eyes on those that are less fortunate, those that need our help. Father, that we will never turn a blind eye or a deaf ear or an unhappy spirit towards them. Father, help our country as we go through this pandemic, our world as we continue to fight this pandemic. I pray for all those first responders that put themselves in harm's way each and every day, each and every moment as they go out and try to keep us safe. Father, I'm thankful for the grace that you have shown us, the love that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray as we go through this time that people will see him through us and hope that we will get through this, Father, and we will get through it with your help. Your word teaches us that things are not always easy, but they are simple. We just turn to you, and you will keep us headed in the right direction. We thank you for this and for your unwilling love that you always bestow upon us. For the decisions that will be made here, I pray that they will bring you honor and glory. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Then I also would like to, if you wouldn't mind, American flag, the Northwest. So we will have our pledge of allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Bob, can you show us the Confederate flag? I don't expect you all to know this, but I have challenged my fiscal court. We open our meetings as well with the pledge and prayer, and I will recite the pledge to our Kentucky flag. I pledge allegiance to the Kentucky flag and to the sovereign state for which it stands, one commonwealth, blessed with diversity, natural wealth, beauty, and grace from on high. Thank you for that. A bit of history. The flag, the Kentucky flag, has been around for quite some time. However, it was just in the year 2000, Senate Bill 68. Proclaiming and creating, and that's the official pledge to our flag. History for you. So we will move on now, and thank you for indulging me with that. We'll move to our department updates. Our first one is for community planning. Mr. Shane New, please.
Thank you, Judge. I'm going to try to give this another try. My network's not working good. I'm actually outside the district in Casey County, so we'll give this a shot.
Thank you.
Basically, the community planning department has been working at about 90% of our hours have been put in from home, and I think that we've been very fortunate to be able to keep the production high. We've also been very lucky that Jeff Loma had been pushing the implementation of Teams at our department prior to the pandemic, and that has turned out to be a great success for us and very timely. We got Microsoft 365 running. And that's been a big blessing for us to continue to be productive inside the group, along with adding the Zoom software. And we talked a little bit earlier about this, about the telecommunications and the running the Zoom meetings have ticked up in the last few days as a result of the governor's putting the limit of 10 people gathering together again. We expect that to go up a little bit, and I know that TAB has been busy with that. We've put in a lot of extra work on that, and proud and happy to be able to serve the region doing that kind of stuff to help our communities. Please feel free to give us a call if you have any meetings that you need to schedule to meet that requirement. We also have the RFI is we're still working on the broadband. We've discovered several new methods of putting broadband in our communities, working with several different groups on the ability to get that accomplished. And I'm excited about what I see with our regions. We're breaking up a little bit within our regions on subgroups, but we're having progress that is going forward, and I'm glad to see that continue to go forward as well. We've also hired two new positions in our department. We've actually promoted Grayson Evans. Several of you have worked with him. We've been happy to promote him up to the position of COVID resilience coordinator. And we're also hired a replacement for him and a intern to assist with a lot of the work that we're doing in regards to COVID. We expect these to be boots on the ground positions to help our communities get economic revival going and get the region running again as much as we can possibly help in that area. We also expect them to expand on what we're doing with our grants, our planning, and our economic development with a focus on the COVID response. So you can find my report on page 38, as well as our monthly report on page 32 to 35. And I'd ask that you please review those and look at what we're doing for some of the other communities. And hopefully we can do that same work for your communities as well. With that, Judge, I present my report.
Thank you, Mr. Shane. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Shane?
Let me just say I really appreciate the ad helping us out with the Zoom meetings. It's been very instrumental and very helpful to us as a planning commission. Well, if that's all the bigger I
can get. Thank you, Mr. Creek. Anything else for Shane? If we'll move into Ms. Celeste, if you have an update for us on that.
Yes, thank you, Judge. Hopefully I won't lose connection either this time. We have received all of our program contracts from the cabinet, and in turn, we have submitted all of our contracts out to our providers. We've received our allocations for the fiscal year as well. As Shane mentioned, the aging department staff are rotating, working from home and coming into the office, just however their workflow demands are. So we are continuing trying to do a little telecommuting with our workday, and thankfully we're able to do that because of our IT staff giving us the ability to do that from home. I don't know if you saw it earlier in the month, but Kentucky, the state of Kentucky, the 1st of July served their 1,000,000th meal to seniors since the COVID outbreak in March. So the senior centers are closed to the public, but I'm telling you what, they are working their tails off every day getting meals out to our folks in our district. So I've been extremely impressed with our folks in all of our counties at those senior centers and how hard they're working to make sure all of our seniors are being fed. And with that, the senior centers, there is no reopen date in sight at this time for the senior centers. We're working with the cabinet on that, and right now they want to make sure that they are very cautious about that and have no anticipated date for that reopening at this time. With that, I'll submit my report, Judge.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate that. Anyone have any questions for Ms. Celeste?
Please go.
Okay. Hearing none, then we will move on to our workforce update.
Thank you, Judge.
Let me correct our agenda. Actually has Shane New on there, and I knew that wasn't right, so I need to go right ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I continue to be amazed with our staff, our board staff, as well as our career center staff. Over the last several months of COVID, they have really thought outside the box to deliver services virtually to all of our job seekers and to our employers, and they've just done a fantastic job. Last week, we had a career curbside event in Danville. We had 39 cars come through, so we were really happy with that. At this time, we don't have a date when the career centers will be opening. We are working with the state to get a date when we think it'll be safe for everybody to come back into the centers. The Labor Cabinet hasn't announced when they will be coming to the Bluegrass area, but I would expect probably the second week of August, around August 10th, that the unemployment insurance staff will be coming here to help those folks that are still having issues with their unemployment. For the last 3 years, we have provided career center services at two different locations. The Career Development Office was in one location, and the WIOA staff was in another. So they have officially closed the Industry Road Goodwin office, and we are searching for a comprehensive center, and I think that we will have one very soon, hopefully. We were awarded with a $1.1 million in National Dislocated Worker Funds. With those funds, we will be providing temporary workers to our senior citizen centers to help them, as Celeste was saying, with all their delivery meals and things like that. We have a few senior centers that I haven't heard from, so we hope to be able to get with the rest of them and get that assistance to them. We'll also be providing some nurse aid training to be able to provide nurse aids to our employers and assist nonprofits with that as well. And then we are going to be hiring a crisis counselor for our career centers to help them with some things that they may be dealing with, as if they haven't ever had to deal with unemployment and the anxiety and things that go along with that. We are in the process of finalizing our work grant, and we hope to have it submitted in the next day or so. We're about a week ahead of schedule, so we're happy with that. We are working with our in-school youth program. Even though they may not go back to school in the fall, we will be assisting them virtually. And we are partnering with Phoenix Horizons in Scott County, Danville High School in Boyle County, and the Berea Community School in Madison County. I am excited to announce we have a new employee, Vanessa Adams. She is our new administrative assistant. She replaced Hannah Gregory. Hannah has been promoted to our quality specialist, and Tiffany Reeves is our workforce services manager now as well. Hannah will be overseeing a new program that we received for obtaining labor marketing. It's a really amazing program to provide all kinds of economic overviews, very specific information about your county. It's a brand new program, so as soon as we get this program up and rolling, we hope to be able to provide information to each of your counties about the current economic status of your county. And with that, I submit my report, Judge.
Thank you, Ms. Amy. Appreciate that. Anyone have any questions for Amy? I would like to point out something I believe in both Shane's report and in Amy's report. If I'm mistaken, please correct me. Do you guys have new hires that you announced today?
That's correct.
In the midst of a pandemic where things are going down, I think this continues to show the drive and the determination that the employees at the ad have, and they're to be committed. We applaud you, and thank you very much. That's awesome.
Judge, if I might, this is something I spoke with Amy about earlier in the week, and I'd like for Amy to address it, if you would. It relates to the employment centers. We went through a period in which we had, I think, two were closed. Actually, three were closed. A fourth one was partially open, but there are still two that existed in the past in Clark and Franklin. And it's my understanding in the last 10 days to 2 weeks, there has been some discussion. In fact, I heard the discussion from the state that there's some interest in reopening those closed employment offices. I mean, obviously, we've got a building here in Clark County that's owned by the state. It's not owned privately. The state owns it. All they'd have to do is unlock the door and put people in the building. Can you comment a bit as to where that is and how the Workforce Investment Board is going to address that, if you would, please?
Sure. In 2017, there was a reorganization in which the career centers across the state went from just over 90 career centers down to 12. Most of the areas managed to, through WIOA, keep open a few of their career centers. In the Bluegrass, we kept open four. One of them we just relocated, and it only has WIOA staff. There's no longer any state staff in that building in the Madison County area. We still have, obviously, like you were saying, in Clark County, there's still a building there, and it has the Kentucky Career Center sign on it. If someone is interested in getting those back up in your areas, you can send a letter to our workforce board, and it's just a matter of, you know, finding a location and having the staff and the funds to be able to do it. My understanding from the state is there is interest in opening some of those back up. Right now, the state is transitioning unemployment insurance from the current workforce development cabinet to the unemployment insurance. So I think they're going to try to get those things worked out before they begin the discussions any further into opening the career centers. But that's definitely something that I feel certain that our board is interested in reopening some of our career centers to assist the folks across our region.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Thank you, Amy, for that input. Very good.
Judge Gritton, if I could note for the record, I've got a screenshot here from Judge Wilson, Garrett County. He's here, but somehow not showing up. But he assures us that he is online. So we're going to add him to our role of individuals attending tonight's meeting.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Glad to have Judge Wilson with us. So we will move on to a report of our committees, councils, and boards. Shane, you got one for the Homeland Security Council?
Yes, sir. The Homeland Security Council met on June the 17th. Full report can be found on page 40. I'd submit that as my report.
Thank you, Mr. Shane. Any questions for Mr. Shane? Would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Judge, I have a motion and a second on the floor. Thank you to approve the Homeland Security Council. Is there any further discussions on that? All in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries unanimous. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to Human Services Advisory Committee. Amy, I think that's you again.
Thank you, Judge. I'm presenting on behalf of Mike Riley, who's the staff liaison for this committee. They met on June 26th via Zoom. The report can be found on pages 41 through 43. They approved multiple curbs at the June 26th meeting. And with that, I submit my report.
I would like to make one comment here, I believe. Help me get this correct. Wasn't Mr. Mike Riley named the Bluegrass Ad Employee of the Quarter?
Yes, sir.
Thought so. Yeah, he's been doing phenomenal work. So thank you. Recognize him in the minutes as well. So any questions over that?
Move the approval of the report.
Thank you, Mayor. We have a second. A first and a second on the motion for approval. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
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 Who was the second on that motion? I didn't hear.
I didn't get the name. I just heard the voice.
Who was the second on that motion? don't have it.
I'll do a second.
Okay. I heard second. I apologize.
God, no, there was a second. I heard it. I didn't hear who. Thank you.
So we have that recorded in our vote. We're good on that. Move on now. We have 11 Kerps. I would move for you that we could approve all 11.
I move the approval of the Kerps as a group.
I second the Kerp motion.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve all Kerps. Any further discussions or questions on that? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Do we have any other business to bring before us tonight?
Yes, Judge, if I may. First of all, I'd like to thank Linda for rounding everybody up. This is a very difficult time of year to get a quorum when you're talking about 70 individuals, and we've got to get a little bit more than half of that. So we appreciate the work she did, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here tonight. I just want to remind everybody that our next quarterly board meeting will not be in October as it usually is because of the CAECO conference. And so we will be meeting on November the 4th. That's a Wednesday, November the 4th. It's the day after the election. And it will either be at the Embassy Suites or right back here on Zoom. So here's hoping we get to see each other face to face. But just a reminder, November 4th will be our next quarterly board meeting.
Right.
And that's all I have, Judge.
Thank you, sir. Did anyone have anything else to bring before us? I would like to make one comment. Made a comment in our executive board meeting a little earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, those of us that are on the call, I do appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. And as we leave this meeting and go about doing our things, continue to keep a few things in mind. Number one, love your neighbors. Care about yourself. We're leaders. People look to us. Whether we want to be or not, we have assumed that position. In doing so, we need to make sure that we do everything we can to help prevent the spread of this coronavirus. So please wear your masks, wash your hands, use sanitizer, practice social distancing. It's going to take a monumental effort for us to get through this and get back to what is normal. I don't know about you guys. I don't really like this new normal. It's driving me absolutely bonkers. So let's all do our part. Let's make sure that we do the parts for those that won't do their part. Ask on those that aren't doing as well. Ask on those that are needy. It's up to us to do that. We will get through it. We can do it all at the same time. We'll do the same action. So please take that out. Make sure you're being a good example. So if someone watches you and mimics you, we want them to do that and do the right thing. So thank you all for joining us. Please be safe. And we'll talk to you all soon. Oh, wait, no. I need a motion. I heard a motion. Do I get a second to it?
Second.
Okay, so all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. Appreciate you joining us this evening. We stand adjourned.